on the other side of the road, you can see there's a new road called Oyster Row. Now, this is something that people in this area are still finding are oyster shells, because it became very, very popular to eat oysters at Sturbridge Fair. It was the right season, and they used to bring some oysters from the north, from King's Lynn, and some would come from Colchester. And they were came in barrels and barrels of oysters. And when you'd finished doing your shopping, you could sit yourself down in one of the victualling booths. That's places where people eat and drink. And there you could order up oysters to eat. And when you'd slipped the oyster out of its shell and down into your mouth, then you would just throw the shell under the table. And so during the weeks of the fair, the oyster shells would just pile up under the tables in a sort of a heap. And then when the fair all closed down after the 2 or 3 weeks, the oyster shells would just be left in piles. And it would be up to the farmers when they came along to plough the land to just plough the shells back in. And that's why you can still find them sometimes in people's back gardens or down on the common, because there were just so many of them. Another thing that was also brought while we're talking about oysters was fish. People ate lots and lots of fish. Now, you could get fish out of the river, and people did. Very popular going fishing in the river all the way along. But also people brought fish from the sea and from other rivers. And it was fine to eat it fresh, but you need to eat it fairly quickly. If you want to keep it, you have either to dry it or you have to salt it. And certainly in the Middle Ages, so back around 1500 and before, people ate a lot of salted or dried fish. I don't think we'd like it very much. I don't think it tastes very nice. But people then had to eat it because it was what there was. And if you couldn't get fresh fish, you ate salted. And there were days in the week when you weren't allowed to eat meat, but you could eat fish. So that was why there was so much of it sold. The victualling booths had other things as well. It was very popular to have roast goose at this time in September. They would have other meals with all sorts of other normal sorts of foods, but the roast goose was very popular, and so were the oysters. And you could buy nuts and fruit and things as well from the stalls along the roads. So altogether, it was very pleasant. And then to drink, if you were grown up, maybe not the children, you could have either beer, or you could have wine, or you could have spirits. And different places sold different sorts of alcohol. But to sell the alcohol, they had to be licensed by the university. And the university really needed to check to make sure that when all these people were selling the alcohol, they were selling it in the right size of bottles or cups. And then they would sometimes say, well, no, you haven't had those checked, so we're going to fine you for selling in the wrong sizes or in sizes that we haven't checked. And that became just the custom, really. All the people who sold alcohol ended up paying a little fine to the university just so that they could sell alcohol.